When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Who the Canes play tomorrow?
It's a good question.
I don't blame you. It's
I mean, they did beat Presbyterian
season.
They're coming off a big win of Presbyterian.
I'm surprised they didn't carry none of the playoff games.
Well, we got to carry the Canes.
I think
we
they're playing the Mount St. Mary tomorrow. Mary.
No,
I know that. I'm just saying at some point.
They're going to be Mount St. Sorry is what they're going to be tomorrow. All right, go get them, Coach L.
Be careful.
Yes, and be careful. Careful.
They have one player back from last year, Nigel Pack. That's it. Literally one player.
One player. Mount St. Mary.
That's in California.
Probably was for the better.
7-4. Who do they beat? They just beat the Long Island Sharks.
St. Mary, they're usually always in the tournament, right?
This is Mount St. Mary, not just St. Mary.
It's not St. Mary College. That's St. Mary on a mountain. It's Mount St. Mary.
It's hard to keep up.
So where's Mount St. Mary?
Oh, wow, Leroy. I mean, how can you not know where Mount
California,
St. Mary is, dude?
That's in California.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. I don't know.
They are located in Emmitsburg, Maryland. So I was close. Yeah. California.
I'm like, am I looking at the right
West Coast team? West Coast. Bringing that West Coast offense.
He just made the same mistake I did.
Yeah, I did.
St. Mary versus Mount St. Mary.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's get to headlines here. Miami Heat are in action tonight against the OKC Thunder, 8 o'clock. Coverage with preheats at 6:45. Thunder beat the Magic yesterday, 105-99. Heat also take on the Magic tomorrow night. They travel up to Disney. I think that G League showcase is going on right now, so maybe they'll stop by and see some Keyshawn Johnson action. Who knows? Josh Christopher.
Do they do that in Orlando?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that in Orlando.
Is that why Kalo is down with us? Because the G League is so close?
No, I think he's. I don't think he's going to go back. Unless he stinks up the joint, I don't think he's going to go back to Sioux Falls, Leroy. Like, they
he's
don't.
Only 7-footer on the team and stink up the joint.
I'm just letting you know.
As athletic as he is.
I don't think that they are going to I don't think they're going to send him back down, because they don't have a they don't have another center after Kevin Love. I mean, they could play Nico at the five. But what if Kevin Love gets into foul trouble, you know? Or Bam gets into foul trouble? You never know.
Oh, here's Spo. All right, Kalo.
Trouble going. He goes, Coach, me. Heywood, what do you think about small ball five? He goes, Coach, I'm 6'4". Perfect.
You know what's hilarious is that's kind of how I got my opportunity at Michigan. Everybody was hurt, and Bo looked to his left and his right, and I was the only one standing there.
Wow. Did you feel honored?
No, I was just like, you know, there wasn't any options. So when you got your chance, you had the ball out. That's simple as that. So I got my chance. You know, thank God it was Indiana and not like Ohio State or something like that.
The heavyweight championship of the world is on the line tomorrow, Leroy.
Part three.
Part two.
No, Usyk. Oh, no. You know what I was watching on TV? I was watching Tyson Fury versus
Wilder.
No. Who fought three times? Is he's Klitschko. It was a replay.
You watched him versus Klitschko.
Yeah, which was just a terrible
fight. It was a terrible fight.
Like, Klitschko didn't fight.
He did not. It was a terrible fight.
And they kept saying he's scared because he didn't want to get countered. I'm like, what? No.
Man, that was a very confusing performance. Right. But Usyk is defending the Undisputed Heavyweight title against Fury. He's a minus 154 favorite. Tyson Fury is plus 126. I'm kind of looking at Usyk by knockout, 3-1. You know, I might look for a late
one. You think Usyk is going to win again?
I think he's going to stop him.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
That's just the thing with Fury. You just never know.
You don't know.
Like, he could go in there and get pounded and get knocked down, and where you look like it's over, and then he'll get up and knock the other guy out.
He's very big. It's very, that's the one thing is, like, can science make this happen? Because Usyk is 6'2", Fury is 6'9", you know, pushing 280. You know, it's just but it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a good fight, but I feel like Usyk's going to get him late.
Does he have to be the most awkward person for anybody to fight?
Usyk?
No, Fury.
Yeah, I got to think so.
Because, I mean, well, when I watched the Klitschko fight, they looked it wasn't that big of a difference.
The thing that's interesting with Fury, where he had success against Wilder, is like leaning on him and using that size. And he tried that on Usyk, and Usyk like laughed. He like ragdolled out of it so quick, and then pop, pop, pop. So that's where you could just see kind of the eyes light up with Fury, because he was having pretty good success early in the fight.
Right.
But then it was just like,
too big, too, like the weight just wore him down, which is weird because that usually never happens.
Some Dolphins updates. Jalen Waddle, according to Mike McDaniel, is officially doubtful for Sunday. We know that he got rolled up on.
Don't stand around the pile. Get out of there. That's rule number one. Don't stand around the pile counting your change. That's what they used to say. Seriously. That's how you get rolled up on.
According to Mike McDaniel, Teron Armstead and Kendall Lamb are questionable. They both practice, so could get Teron Armstead back at practice or back on the lineup. That would certainly help with things.
I don't see the way they move Eichenberg around. I would have tried Paul at left guard and have him play next to Teron. And with them two working together, he would get a better idea of how they work together so that when he goes to left tackle, that is some level of consistency as how to work with your left guard.
Josh Hart in our chat just goes, the Dolphins are doubtful for Sunday. Well, we'll see. They're not eliminated yet, Josh.
But you know what I mean? We've seen that move a lot. Where the future left tackle plays left guard.
Right.
But for some reason, they don't, like, I don't know if they tried it. Keep in mind, a lot of these things in camp and in stuff like that, they actually try. They try a lot of different combinations on the front and off on offensive line. And that's why during the season, the move, they make some of these moves.
Right.
But I always wondered, like, if he's one of your best five, I think he could actually learn from playing next to Teron Armstead. And then if Teron Armstead goes out in the game, it's very easy for him to move out to left tackle and still have that kind of understanding of how to play that two-man game with your left guard.
The other piece of injury news, Tua was on the injury report with a hip, but Mike McDaniel says not an issue. He's going to play. And Bradley Chubb and Cam Good, they're still making a decision on that if they're going to go. They're not sure yet. So we'll
see. Would you, if he was 80%, would you play him? I don't know if I would play him.
No.
Right.
No, damage is done, my friend.
Right. I mean, especially after you saw what happened to Jalen Phillips.
Dade Sow says Brock Purdy got his O-lineman cars for Christmas. The Dolphins are screwed. I saw that. Kind of felt like a Toyota commercial. I got to be honest with you.
Huh. Well, if it's O-lineman, he had to get them trucks or something.
They got him. I think he got.
They were really nice.
I think he got five Tacomas and then five whatever their SUV version is of that.
Oh, okay. Toyota. Tacoma, and then Toyota is
Sonata.
No, that's
Hyundai. I made that up. Oh,
Toyota is isn't Xfinity is Toyota also?
Tundra.
No, Tundra is a flatbed also.
It's also Lambo.
Huh?
What?
Jeez. I forgot what the SUV version of Toyota is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I hope that he has a good either got a good discount on that or has a good credit card, because doesn't he make like 900 grand this year? Like that's an expensive present.
4Runner, but that's not there's a bigger one. 4Runner is like the six-cylinder
Highlander.
It doesn't matter. No. The point is, he got his lineman cars, and so we'll see what's what. I think it's Sequoia. I think that's what it was.
Sequoia. There it is.
Do they still make Sequoias?
Yeah, they do.
They will for Brock Purdy. Anyway, so Tua better come strong with the presents. Although I wouldn't get Eichenberg anything. He gets Cole.
Eichenberg, get him that seawall.
Hey Tua, where's mine?
It's by a seawall.
If I'm Tua,
that upsets me so much.
If I'm Tua, I'm like, you lost your present when you poked out of Zach Sealer's eye.
Jeez.
We'll take a break. More to come. We got a little "You Dead to Me" coming on up. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We got Heat basketball back on the airwaves tonight on 560 Heat and Thunder. He got a packed weekend coming up ahead. They are doing something for a great cause. Coach Spo is doing something for a great cause coming up on Sunday for those who want to take part. It's Coach Spo's 5K benefiting Nicholas Children's Hospital and the Miami Heat Charitable Fund. It's going down 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. Coach Spo is doing a 5K to benefit Nicholas Children's Hospital. So if you guys want to register for that, go to the Heat's website. It looks like a great cause. It's going to be having appearances by Coach Spo, Heat legends, Heat coaching staff, Bernie the mascot, Santa, and a lot of other surprises along the way.
JK is going to be there.
Who?
JK.
Who's JK?
From Red One.
Red One.
Oh, JK Simmons? Yeah, Swole Santa?
Swole
I don't
Santa.
Know. I don't know if it's going to be Swole Santa, dude. I don't know if it's going to be Swole Santa. But if you guys want to check out all the information on that, Spo is obviously doing something for a great cause, close to his heart because of the battle his oldest son went through. And he referred to, you know, everybody there as angels. And so they're trying to raise some money for a great cause. So if you guys are into that this weekend, go register now. It is a $50 registration. They have a they have a kids dash as well that you could do for $10. So check that on out, and you guys can raise money for a great cause this Sunday. Busy Heat weekend with a couple of games, and then a great cause on Sunday morning for Coach Spo. Check that on out, everybody. Meanwhile, on the other health front for the Miami Dolphins, Teron Armstead has told reporters, Leroy, that what happened to his knee during the Jets game was he lost function of it. That's got to be a bad feeling.
Hey.
Has that happened? Have you ever had it just lock up on you or something like that? Where you're just like, ooh.
Sometimes what happens is like when you have these bones that move in the joint. So say your elbow or your knee, especially with your knee, and you have cartilage damage or bone on bone. Sometimes it'll catch and you can't. Jeez. Yeah. Like it's
lost.
You'd be amazed. Like
similar to Deadfoot. Not the same, but similar. I can't relate all the way. I acknowledge that.
You can't relate none the way. I think the only time something like that ever happened to me was I tore my bicep and it wouldn't like... And it didn't like I did it during it, like... it wasn't like I had no strength.
Ooh.
So I couldn't use it. I couldn't use my right arm.
Yeesh.
So just imagine that happened in the second quarter and the rest of the game. I was like, all right. And then after the game, you couldn't really tell. And then like 2 weeks later, when the swelling went down, they go, oh, you got a torn bicep.
Stun Steve says, lost function. I think it's time to go.
I mean, like, again.
I mean, you can't not play him. If he can play, he's got to go out and play. You can't just say, Teron, that'll do.
It has to go with options, right? Like, the Falcons could bench Kirk Cousins because they have Michael Penix Jr. They didn't have Michael Penix Jr., it'd be a little bit harder to bench Kirk Cousins.
That's fair.
That like that's the reality of it. You only keep in mind, guys, you only got 53 guys. It ain't like you got a hole, and you've already determined before the season started how many of each position you're gonna keep. So it becomes a point in time during the season where, whew, like, yeah, we gotta play so and so. Now, it doesn't always work out that way because sometimes you have one of these situations where, like, a guy like who's a quarterback for Dallas that came in for the announcer now.
Cooper Rush?
Romo? Romo.
Coming in for Bledsoe?
Right. That happened with Romo. Mm-hmm. Like, like, you're still amongst the elite, but no, and everybody thinks you have talent. The problem is, until that talent is actually tested, you don't know how much of it you have. And so sometimes these quarterbacks, i.e. Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, some of these guys get an opportunity and you go, oh, you know, the measurables weren't there, but this guy can play football. And so, yeah, so you have guys on your roster that you think this is a possibility through scouting them, but you really don't know until they face other NFL players.
If they do shake up the offensive line at all this week, especially inside, which just sounds like it's a possibility with Eichenberg being a mope. If they do, like, do you picture the Dolphins, like, are they going to try anything different, or you can only do what you can do? Like, is this going to be like one where maybe they take more risks down the field if they got the time to make it happen? Do they... You know, you only got Tyreek. You don't have Waddle, so Malik Washington's going to get even more on his plate. I guess more Janu as well. But, Like, is there a different game plan you got to go when you lose a guy like Waddle amongst all this?
I think losing a skill player is a little different than losing an offensive lineman. Because, again, the offensive linemen do a lot of things together. They work in tandems. They do things. And these are like drills and stuff that you practice all the time. Now, it's still going to come a point in time where you got to be good enough to just block the guy in front of you. But all the other stuff as far as working together, some of these things, like when they run tackle in twist and, you know, that guy comes into your side and you get caught in a bad position. Well, these are some of the things that you practice so that when you get in those positions, you know, I got to get back and hold it for my tackle or my guard or whatever. These are the things you're working on. But the actual being physical enough to be able to block the guy across from you, that's the unknown. That's the unknown if you're good enough to actually perform. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up in game plans and what's happening, whatever, we forget that maybe the guy across from him may not be good enough to do the job.
I feel like he's got, I mean, like, it would be one of these weeks too where, you know, just to keep it alive, like, I don't want the Dolphins to go out with a whimper, you know, like what you say, pride game, at least like show you're in this damn fight. You're not dead yet. If you go out there in front of your fans and you screw the pooch and you can't even keep it alive, like, you're not dead yet. If you can't even keep it alive, right, the slim hopes alive one more weekend, I just think that would be such weak sauce by them.
I see, one of the hardest things for me when we talk about sports is I have a hard job, I can't believe, right, that these guys don't want to win, right? And I don't mean, I can't believe that as big a competitors as they've been their whole life, that they don't want to win. So when people throw out there like, oh, it's the end of the season, they don't care, or it's the end of the season this, or, you know, they didn't, you know, they the coach lost the locker room and stuff like that. I have a hard time believing stuff like this because these guys are all competitors. Now, there are some situations where that absolutely happens. But I just think the way that these guys have talked and how they go about their work, and their, I don't think that any of them, you know, are saying, hey, this is the end of the season, let's just mail it in. I think they still want to win. They still want to compete. They still want to fight like hell to win football games.
Ray says, Waddle is the future. Trade Tyreek now.
I would – I think that in the offseason, these are some decisions that are going to have to be made. Because let's think of it this way. If I have a great offensive line, can I have decent wide receivers?
I mean, that's what LA is doing right now.
Because when you think about it, we have excellent wide receivers, and there's really no time for them to get open. Mm-hmm. So we run all these little short passes and stuff like that. And so I don't know what the answer is. Because, like, every team is different, and that's one of the hardest things to figure out. But I will say,
I mean, they obviously can't go and throw, like, they can't go and pay $100 million for, you know, a guard next year. Like, they spent their money,
right?
You know, so like, they're gonna be in a position where they're gonna have to fix this through the draft, and that's the scary thing. Is like, do I trust this guy to do that?
Well, and there's probably other people having that same conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if. You know, when you start changing front office people, it's not only for the job that they've done, but it's what you want done in the future.
Yeah, and can they do that?
When you see a team that has taken the most important aspects of a football team and trivialized them, And I'm saying offense and defensive line, where you just sign guys, whatever, let your guy go. We got enough guys on the offensive line. This guy can step up. When you haven't made a real emphasis on the things that make you good as an offense, the things that make you great as a defense, and then you want to move in the future, can you trust that that guy's going to be able to do that is a question that you have to ask. But here's the deal. Who's talking to the owner and relaying that message? Because the only person that has his ear is the guy making those decisions.
It's got to be Garfinkel. He's got to say it.
Yeah, so that,
or Marino.
I don't know how these decisions are made, right? I don't know how, but I do know that if there's one glare, and I've never, like, the one thing I'll say about GMs, they are usually hell-bent on keeping the guys they drafted because it makes them look good.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen here.
It's very weird.
It's the weirdest thing that I've seen, because that's your proof that you can pick talent.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Bury some people. You're dead to me. Here's who's dead to me. The Chicago Cubs are dead to me. So I don't know if you saw this, Leroy, but Slammin' Sammy Sosa put out a statement yesterday that kind of finally hinted that he finally kind of admitted that he did PEDs. But for whatever reason, the Cubs have had this thing where the ownership wasn't going to let him back for any fan days or first pitches or conventions. They basically wiped their hands clean of Sammy Sosa until he acknowledged something, that something happened. Mm-hmm. So Sammy Sosa says, "I left it all out on the field for the Cubs and Cubs fans because I wanted to win and make the fans happy. I'd love to see the fans at Wrigley Field and right field in the bleachers every home game. I understand why some players in my era don't always get the recognition for our stats that we deserve. There were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up and perform at 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes, and I apologize. We accomplished great things as a team. I worked extremely hard in the batting cage to become a great hitter. Cubs fans are the best fans in the world. I hope that fans, the Cubs, can all come together and move forward. We can't change the past, but the future is bright. And in my heart, I've always been a Cub, and I can't wait to see the Cubs fans again. Sincerely, Sammy Sosa." So then the Cubs finally come out and they say, "We appreciate Sammy releasing his statement and for reaching out. No one played harder or wanted to win more. Nobody's perfect, but we never doubted his passion for the game and the Cubs. It is an understatement to say that Sammy is a fan favorite, and we plan on inviting him to the 2025 Cubs convention. And while it is short notice, we hope that he can attend. We're all ready to move forward together." That is Tom Ricketts, their executive chairman. And I got to say, Cubs, you guys are a bunch of horses' asses, all right? The fact that you had to have a legend beg you via statement, "Oh, please, maybe I did some things to keep me." You know what he did. You know what he did. And you don't care. You never cared when all the people at Wrigleyville were packing it up in those rat bastard bleachers with your disgusting, get a gardener, with your disgusting ivy wall with brick. It's a hazard. Nobody, and I mean,
stuck in the trees.
Yeah, you can't even play baseball out there.
Hands up where you can't find the ball under the bushes.
Ridiculous. To make him beg you guys and apologize. You're dead to me, Cubs. What a disgusting way to treat one of your legends that he had to do this. I'm glad you all are so happy moving forward. But the fact that you even made him do this is ridiculous.
You want to know why he did that? He did that for one reason. So the owner who put his foot in it when it all started can save face.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So he can say, "Oh, he apologized, so we welcomed him back. That's all we were waiting for." He didn't really apologize. He did the old, you know. Right? Yeah, but you're right. I like, come on. Like, so he's more of a legend now than he was before the statement?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Right.
Jeez. All right, what do you got, Leroy?
So, football is dead to me.
All of it?
Because here's why.
You're dead to me.
We got the playoff. We got the bowls. And then the NFL has wiggled their ass in the middle of all of it. Till I can't watch. I can't enjoy one or the other.
It's an NFL thirst trap.
And we're like, come on. Not only are you playing football on Saturday, you're doing it right in the middle of the college playoff. Like, come on, we can't work something out here.
It should be worked out.
Not to mention college. You better make that announcement a few more times. Because the college playoff is on TNT.
Oh, what is that? I saw that.
Exactly.
TNT.
So now we're doing it like March Madness. Pretty soon you're gonna have college playoff games on
ION.
Yeah, on ION.
True TV.
Come on, football. You are too good. The weekend is too great. I shouldn't have to decide.
Ridiculous.
It's terrible. Now I got to pick and choose. Because I'm not watching a college football game and an NFL game at the same time. Sorry. Different expectations.
JPEG, who's dead to you?
Look, I work really hard on everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And once I start receiving comments of little things, nitpicking what I do, I just want to go ahead and send everyone to the grave.
Oh, my God. Who
you're dead to me.
Everyone.
What do you mean, dude?
Including you guys saying it's a too long of a newsletter.
It was very, long. You know, it was a lot of pages.
I got to tell you, my thumb broke down a little bit.
Well, you know what? Go blame your coworkers who should have listened to me in the first place. This is what happens when you don't listen to Jennifer Figueroa, okay?
Whoa.
You upset others. I know better.
Why can't you just say, hey, too bad, how sad. If we miss this newsletter, that's it. We just go to the next newsletter. Why do we have to have a separate newsletter?
Because I am damned if I do, damned if I don't. Because then they're like, oh, wow, she's so lazy.
Wait. Hold that. On.
We were counting on you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just,
win. Jennifer, here's what you have to understand in life, okay? They do that because they don't believe there are any ramifications. Okay, so you have to do a job. Your job is to have the newsletter monthly or whatever. It's a lot of work. So if they don't, you put it out there. Like they do that when you got to send in your invoice for your check, periodically they send an email say, if you don't get your invoice in by this time on this date, it's not going to make it.
Well, it would have been one page long when I asked for it the first time.
Then you ask. You send out an email, a nice email. Don't send it out like I would send it out. Send it out like your normal kind self.
And I did.
Then you just release the newsletter and you say, hey, there would have been more stuff on it, but nobody got their stuff to me.
I will tell you, though, I am looking forward to the holiday party recap in May.
We wouldn't know. We weren't there.
We weren't there.
I had a concert to go to.
Me too.
I got off my computer like at 4:30 that day.
Dan Day, who's dead to you?
I'm going to get to my you're dead to me in just a second, but if you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, you're seeing that I'm having some problems because Big Lynn knows that I like really, really spicy food, so she sent me some Hormel Diablo chili last night. And stumbling home at 2 in the morning drunk from Duffy's Implantation, I decided to get to it, and I was like, yeah, whatever. Whew, I couldn't sleep last night, and now it's starting to fester in me a little bit, and it's painful.
Ooh,
you got the bubble guts?
Maybe worse than that. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm very, very nervous.
He's got the demon guts.
I mean, seriously, I'm fearing what the possibilities could be.
You ate chili from a can?
Yeah. because I thought it was going to be cute hot, but it was real hot.
Oh, my God. First of all,
that's a gamble.
What do you, dude, that is the equivalent to eating the squirt chili at 7-Eleven.
Man, you're preaching to the choir now.
That's intestines were lit.
Jimmy, stay away from the bathroom. Clear it out. You're dead to me. Trinity Rodman, all-time bad one. U.S. women's soccer team. Her dad, Dennis Rodman, recently went on the Call Her Daddy podcast to reiterate that Dennis Rodman is her father in blood only. He is no dad to her. She says, basically, birth dad, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Damn.
She actually came out with a...
Yeah.
Said it over the years.
With an apology.
She apologized for what?
He did.
Oh, he did.
No, he apologized.
He was going to try to be like a better father or something like that.
Damage is done, dude.
That's going to live here. First of all, that is something you reach out to her. You don't put it out there, right? You fix it with her first before you make any announcements along those lines, because now it looks like he's just doing this so everybody don't call him a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have more contact with Kim Jong-un than your own daughter.
Don't make me laugh.
All right, man. Listen, Dan, let me let you clear out, dude. That's our show, everybody. Have a good one.
Happy holidays, and this show has ended exactly like it should.
We'll talk to you guys next time.